Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Great news for our WA teams. The Dockers finally got the W yesterday. They defeated Carlton by 29 points at Optus Stadium. I was at the game yesterday. Fantastic to see the boys respond. And the Eagles also responded after a tough week following a spiteful Western Derby. And it all came down to one man on Saturday night.
So McGovern.
Yep.
From the Luke Shuey spot. Siren has sounded. McGovern coming in to win it for the Eagles. All the Port players bouncing around. McGovern kicks to the city end.
He's got it.
Oh, lightning strikes twice. McGovern's kicked the goal from the Luke Shuey spot. And the Eagles have won. 4-point win, West Coast. Can you believe it? 9-8-62 Eagles. 9-4-58 Port. And after the siren goal from McGovern, and the Eagles have got home.
Yeah, the magic man, Jeremy McGovern, he's just re-signed with West Coast and worth every cent. One of the best intercept marks in the competition. And after the siren, every childhood dream coming true there. So, well done to McGovern. Eagles, a couple of games clear on the ladder now. Second spot. They've just got to win one more game and guaranteed a two home finals at Optus Stadium. So, well worth the drive down there to Perth. If they can get a couple of home finals, and the Dockers will be looking to finish on a high note. They've got a couple of tough games coming up, Geelong and Collingwood. Geelong away and then Collingwood back at home in 2 weeks' time. So good luck to our WA team. We've got a low to moderate fire danger for most districts today, but for the Gilbadgee district, it is a high fire danger. So just another reminder that the peak of the fire season isn't too far away, so good opportunity to get your properties prepared. And joining us now from Department of Fire and Emergency Service here in the Wheatbelt, I've got Community Emergency Services Manager, I've got Daniel Burleson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Getting ready for the bushfire season now. Look, it's been a pretty cold winter. It's been pretty wet. But look, with the clear weather on the way and the warmer conditions, just a reminder there that people need to get prepared.
Yep. So getting prepared with your properties. You should be looking at your defendable spaces around your properties. So if you've got area with trees and stuff, clear it away and then you can got a protection zone.
And Daniel, tell us about the RUI exercise that's coming up early September.
Okay, so the SESMs in the Avon Valley and Wheatbelt are doing a rural-urban interface exercise on the 1st of September. It's held in 2J, and what we do is we get all the bushfire brigades together, and we set up for a rural-urban interface event and do some training on top of that.
Quite a contingent around the Wheatbelt for DFES joining us as well. We've got Robert Koch and also Troy is here with us as well. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how long have you been with DFES?
Myself, I've been with DFES a couple of years now, probably volunteer background of 10 years before that.
What does it mean to give back to the community?
As a volunteer, I really enjoyed it. And obviously, as a paid member of the DFES family and local government family, it's just something that's really rewarding.
And finally, Daniel, we've got the information session coming up on the 23rd of August. Where is that and what time is it happening?
So the information session is held at on the 23rd of August at the 2J Showgrounds. It's starting at 6 and running until 7:30. So if you'd like to come along, we've got some community safety checklists and a lot of information for people about the exercise coming up.
Excellent. Now, quickly, Daniel, before we wrap up, what can be done around properties to prepare for the bushfire season?
Okay, so I've got our community safety checklist in front of us, and we're looking at preparedness, which is, do you have firefighting devices? Are you prepared for a fire? So have you cleaned your gutters? Have you turned your air conditioner off? And are you prepared and capable of defending? So assess your physical capability. Fires are exhausting and they're constant. They keep coming and coming and coming.
Great to have a chat with Senior Sergeant Mark Tobiasen from Meriden Police. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. How are you?
Very good. It's been a little wet around the place.
It certainly has. I think it's been keeping the farmers happy.
Let's hope some of that rain makes its way over east because, as we've heard in the news, our friends in Sydney, New South Wales, Victoria, yeah. Queensland are doing it pretty tough at the moment.
Yeah, they are. I think, you know, some of the farmers around here aren't, you know, probably not doing as bad as they are over there perhaps, but it's certainly needed here as well.
Mark Tobiasen with us from Meriden Police. And Mark, some news from the past week. A car was searched and arrests were made.
Yeah, look, last week, as a result of patrolling by our troops, they stopped a couple of vehicles actually and did some searches and found drugs and one thing led to another and further investigations, and yes, we charged four people with a number of drug offences, which was a good result.
We're going around the towns, and time to check in with Kayla James, the Community Development Officer at the Shire of Cunderdin. Kayla, a very good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm going well. Around the towns we go, and lots happening in Cunderdin. Coming up soon, you've got the Wheatbelt Women's Day.
Yeah, we do. So the Shire of Cunderdin are proud sponsors for the Wheatbelt Women's Day, and it's going to be held on the 3rd of September 2018. The day is hosted by the Cunderdin Community Resource Centre and features motivational and inspirational speakers on the day, as well as some stall holders.
And also, Kayla, in the Shire of Cunderdin, the town of Meckering will be commemorating the anniversary of the earthquake back in 1968. For those that were around, it's a day they'll never forget because the damage was certainly widespread, not just in Meckering, but surrounding districts.
Yeah, so at 10:59 on the 14th of October 1968, the town experienced a 40-second earthquake that destroyed more than 50 homes, flattened shops and left many homeless. Classed as what they call a violent earthquake, it was felt by York, Northam and even in Perth. And amazingly, no one was killed that day. So to celebrate how far Meckering has come, so Meckering 50 years on the 14th of October, there'll be a significant occasion where the Shire and the community of Meckering will host a full day event, and it'll be full of action-packed free activities for the whole family, and it includes food, SciTech, walk trails and even bus tours out to some of the old buildings and the fault line itself.
Yeah, looking forward to joining in the commemorations coming up in October, the 50th anniversary of the Meckering earthquake. And finally, Kayla, from the Shire of Cunderdin, the Ag College out there is having a special event coming up early September.
Yep, so on the 7th of September, they'll have their annual open day. So it invites past, present and future students to go out and check out the college, whether it's looking back and seeing how far the college has come or whether it's perspective for future students. So that'll be starting at 10 o'clock and more information can be found on their website or you can give them a call on 9635 2100.
Around the towns and checking in with Kayla James, Community Development Officer at the Shire of Cunderdin. Kayla, great to talk to you.
Yes, thank you. Good to talk to you as well.
Talking business now and catching up with Willie Regan, Business Advisor from RSM Business Local here in the Wheatbelt. Willie, a very good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me.
We've crossed paths before in previous incarnations, but here we are talking business.
Yes, here we are again. So today we're going to have a little bit of a chat about the services that RSM Business Local do. So it's a free service and support for new or existing small businesses in the Avon Valley and the Wheat Belt. So we cover a very big area. At the moment, it's just myself, but in the coming weeks, I will have a sidekick. So look out for this one.
Do you get freaking driver points?
I should.
You do a few kilometres, don't you?
I do. I'm hardly ever home, so which is a good thing. I love getting out and seeing the country and all the towns that I haven't been to before. So, yeah.
How you go with pronunciations?
Not too bad, actually.
The Cunnanoppins and the Coolyanobbings and all them?
Yeah. I've got those. So basically, Terry, we help people, you know, if they want to start up a business and they don't know the first thing of what to do.
Yep.
So they can give me a buzz and make an appointment and I can sit down and go through some things that they need to do. If they're going to have a shop front, what they need to do to have a shop front. If they're going to be a home-based business, what licenses and registrations they'll need to have from working from home. Business planning, marketing, things like, as I just said, licensing and registration, bit of taxation, franchising and leasing. Some people might want to go the franchising option or leasing.
I've heard a lot in the news about franchising and you know, some of the negatives of franchising. Are people going into it still or have the numbers dropped?
They have dropped. We can give them some information on the pros and cons. And I myself, I'm not really a big fan of franchising, but some people do choose to go that way. But I've only had a couple, so it's not really high on the agenda.
And if you've got your own business, you make the rules.
Yeah, that's right. You want to work for yourself.
In a head office in another state or overseas.
That's right. You want to work for yourself. So marketing at the moment is a really big thing that people are coming to us for. And touching base on the Avon Valley Business Excellence Awards, working with the Northern Chamber, myself and my new colleague, when they start, will be able to assist the people who have been nominated with their submissions for the awards.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, looking forward to that. I've got a few on board already. So anyone who wants to make an appointment, the best number is 0439 634 566. I'm not always here in Northam, as you said before. I'm always on the road. So please feel free to give me a call and I can book in a time for you to come in and see me.
How far away are we from getting an offsider and getting some more assistance there?
I will have someone working with me before the end of this month.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm looking forward to it.
So more kilometres in the bank then.
Yeah.
More holidays perhaps.
Maybe. More sleepovers.
Willie from RSM Business Local here in the Wheatbelt. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll catch up regularly.
Thanks, Terry.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M. Middleton Business Advisors, giving you solutions to regain your lifestyle.
Thank you to Middleton's for helping us out with Sounds of the Wheatbelt. Jackpot today is at $530 on Triple M. So you need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. Let's go to Ron and Keller. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. I'm about to crack at this sound again.
You're going to have a crack. You're feeling lucky after the weekend.
Yeah.
Now tell me, Ron, before we get on, did you see the convoy come through Keller?
Not yet.
It should be
coming through sometime this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear them. They'll be beeping their horns.
Yes, I hope it's a good thing too, but I think the government can do a bit more for them too.
Yeah, anyway. We can all do our bit, but well done to our convoy heading over to New South Wales, dropping off bales of hay and a magnificent sight this morning as they left Northam.
It's a great thing to see, you know, and good to see some people doing something.
Yes, indeed. Ron, $530 I want to try and give you. What is our sound of the Wheatbelt?
Well, I think it's like the roadworks, the lollipop man with the two-way.
The lollipop man with the two-way. Not the lollipop man with the two-way, Ron, I'm sorry.
Okay, mate, that's all right.
Have a terrific day.
Okay, have a good day.
Let's go to Anne at York. Anne, what do you reckon our sound of the Wheatbelt is?
Is it taking a photo on a camera at the camera shop, Meckering?
Taking a photo on the camera at the camera shop in Meckering. Unfortunately, your answer has no flash.
Okay, then.
Sorry, Anne.
Thank you.
And just a couple on the line this morning, but the money jackpot's tomorrow to $540. It's your sound of the Wheatbelt, thanks to Middleton's in Meriden on Triple M.